Since October 7, anti-Semitism has exploded in cities across the United States, and Los Angeles has been no exception. From encampments at local universities to protests around the city and the attacks at a Pico Robertson real estate event last summer, the LA Jewish community has dealt with its fair share of hatred. That's why CSS, Community Security Service, has stepped up. This apolitical national nonprofit organization that was founded in 2007 provides free security training, resources and guidance to Jewish communities across the U.S. They have trained more than 10,000 community members and volunteers and help protect over 400 Jewish institutions every month. They also offer self-defense and Krav Maga classes, and stress situational awareness and emergency lockdown scenario training and preparation, which are crucial during this time. We've seen a substantial increase in attacks and threats on Jews and Jewish life since October 7, Dov Ben Shimon, the CEO of CSS, said. It's been a wake-up call for many of us to take security seriously, and to commit to proper procedures and measures to keep our community safe. CSS volunteers in LA set up at synagogues and Jewish events, often alongside private security guards, to ensure there is extra coverage. They work hand in hand with private security. For instance, a CSS volunteer may be a member of a synagogue who lets the private security guard know who should be let into the synagogue, or not. They also make sure to stay in touch with local law enforcement. Since anti-Semitism is rising, Ben Shimon recommends Jewish institutions get at least some basic training on how to stay safe. We can't go back to the shameful sights of last summer, when Jews were beaten up and harassed and intimidated on the streets of Los Angeles, he said. If your synagogue or institution doesn't have a security plan and hasn't trained you in basic security procedures, and smaller groups in advanced procedures, then now is the time to ask, what will it take for your security to be a priority? We're here to help you. Since October 7, CSS has not only increased its work with Jewish institutions, it has also invested more heavily into protecting students on college campuses. The organization has partnered with Hillel's and Chabad's to train Jewish students with Krav Maga and Jewish leadership programming, called Krav and Kesher. Together with our active synagogue and event teams and additional resources, we see that training volunteers is the best form of boots on the ground to deter, de-escalate and detect problems and to enhance the community's security, said Ben Shimon. At this time, the security expert recommends that members of the community, as well as institutions, reinforce their commitment to security. That means investing in training, physical infrastructure, building relationships with local law enforcement and making plans for emergencies, he said. Training and awareness are key. A locked door won't be of any use if it's propped open, for example. While CSS is doing its job, it can't do it alone. Having community buy-in is key to ensuring it works and keeps everyone secure. CSS' mission is to protect Jewish life and the Jewish way of life, to defend the Jewish community and its presence, and to empower Jews to take responsibility for our safety and security, Ben Shimon said. There's never been a more appropriate time to prioritize the security of our community, and to realize that this is a task, and an obligation, that requires all of us.